with or without a disability. Just get out there and live your life. You can do anything.
Hello, my name is Alia. I am an ambassador for Kin Disability Advocacy. I chose to be an ambassador as I am passionate about people from culturally diverse background. I am from a Somali background and I've got cerebral palsy, and this is the reason, or this is my driving force as to why I chose to be an ambassador, because I believe that everyone should live in a way that they choose to do, or to be who they are without any barriers. I came to know that kin disability through my network at TAFE. I had a lecturer at the time who said to me, you know, I know that the essence of what you stand for is what kin does. And I've always searched for a place of belonging. And when I came across kin, I found that, I found it to be really connecting with who I am, my values as a person, and also a place where I can be celebrated as a person with a disability from a culturally diverse background. I say from culturally diverse because my family is originally from East Africa, Somalia, but my mum and dad later migrated to New Zealand. In the late 90s, that's when I came in the picture. I was born there. When I was born, doctors later diagnosed me as having cerebral palsy. And it was a really confusing time when I asked my parents, they looked back at that time, because they came to New Zealand as being, you know, people that didn't speak English, that didn't understand the medical system and the complexity of it. So they came to understand that I needed help, but they didn't know to what extent. So in the end, they had to let the doctors and the nurses to be the driving force of what would help me, rather than, although parents being my parents and they know best, they sort of had to figure out a way that they could work together to create that because of being really sick. From that, you know, that came with a lot of challenges. So I would say many of the challenges were, well, for my parents, because I was a kid, was understanding the system, like I was saying. But even as I grew up, my parents not knowing English, not knowing anything, I had to find my way and trust the therapist and the team to just, you know, pave that way for me. So it made it hard for me when I was a kid because my parents couldn't advocate because they didn't know what they were advocating for, and also not understanding what their rights were as parents and what my rights were as a kid with a disability. So prior coming to Australia, like I was saying, I stayed in New Zealand for about 3 years. When I do ask my parents what life was for me before that in New Zealand, it consisted a lot of uncertainty, a lot of the unknown, a lot of learning and unlearning for my parents. And when my parents found that they had to learn a lot of things, like learn where to take me to therapy, what it means to have a child with medical complex needs, it then helped that they would finally, they built that trust. And that trust as a person or a culturally diverse person, that trust doesn't come naturally. So they often would, you know, that they built that trust. My community and how they reacted to my disability, not very well. And that being said was because they didn't know, because a lot of the things back home is that people with disabilities were heard of but not seen. Whereas in my case, I'm a bit of a, what's the word? I'm a bit of a, I like to challenge the norms. I like to get out there and just be there and not hide myself behind walls because of my disability. So often because I do that, because I've put myself in these situations, it comes with having to meet people who are, what's the word, who are very uncomfortable with who they are, which is what I believe is because there's a part of them that does not understand disability. So that's different because it's like, oh, well, you're heard, not seen type of thing, you're heard of. But yeah, the community often finds it, you did that? Like when I did my TAFE and I got my award for Culturally Diverse Student of the Year, like they were like, what? Like, we thought you had a disability. Well, yes, I do have a disability, but that doesn't define who I am, right? So to say a positive thing about life or having a life with a disability, I love it. I don't think I could ever change that because I love a good challenge and my life consists of that because I have a disability. Whether that's my latest goal is learning how to ride my tricycle. And perhaps if I didn't have a disability, I would have never tried a tricycle. Like, how often do you see someone on a tricycle on the side of the road? Not very often, right? So, again, that's something that I am really grateful for and that I really appreciate life is that when I reach these milestones, there's someone my age who's 27 years old might not have the same milestones as me. Last year, I learned how to braid my hair at the age of 26. That's braiding hair is something that's taken very much for granted, but that for me is a big deal for having someone with a disability, the physical one too. So, you know, those are all the little things, but the big things in life for me that I really appreciate. I would say kin has changed my life or the way I see my life because, like, I just almost feel very invincible, like I can do anything. Like, when I first entered Kin's office, I felt I was heard, respected. It's not, I can't think of any office apart from my therapy office that I come in and I feel so welcomed, respected, valued for who I am. And sad to say, but as a person with a disability, I didn't get that a lot. So I hold on to that. I walk into the office with such pride, knowing that I come in here and I make a difference. And I come in here and there are people that understand me, that are willing to help me and challenge me to become even better. And that's, you know, I could go on about kin disability, but those are really what stand out for me, is that I can go in there and just be who I am. If that means my legs are giving in on that day, I just drag my feet and no one looks up, down upon it. It's just Alia stomping through the office and things like that. So what I would like to say to anyone that's listening, with or without a disability, just get out there and live your life because you might find not being accepted or not being heard, but just like me, eventually you will find your tribe. You will find your people. And if you are a person with a disability who's listening from a culturally diverse background or not, you know, join Kin or look into these organizations and you'll be amazed how far you get. So I really want to take this opportunity to thank Kin for having me on board, for having this conversation with me. And I hope that by me sharing my story, then I would at least help one person come out of their shell or to realize that they've also got strengths within them and that disability isn't a deficiency, but rather a agent for change. And that it doesn't matter whether you have a disability or not, that you are capable of bringing value and bringing like the essence of who you are into places like Kin. So yeah, thank you so much for listening and I hope to connect with you all. Thank you.
This has been a JM Podcasting Services production. Link in the show notes.